Rhys Carlson was a promising young wide receiver just making an impact on a national power college football team when God's still small voice interrupted life. Carlson from the southern burbs of Seattle got a full-ride scholarship to play football at FCS Power Montana and even helped the Grizz beat Carson Wentz in North Dakota on ESPN that sophomore season. But life's ultimate coach had a different game plan for Rhys, and he's here on Sports and Commentary this week to talk about it. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to S&C. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out at the all-new WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show. Rhys Carlson is a youth pastor now in the Pacific Northwest, and this week he's here to tell us his inspiring story. All right, so talk to me, Rhys, about how a kid from Gig Harbor, Washington, wound up playing in the wild frontier of Missoula, Montana for the Grizz, all right?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't necessarily had Montana on my radar as a high school kid, but had ended up just my junior year popping around to a couple of college football camps and kind of just headed east. And, you know, my dad and I went and did Eastern Washington and did Washington State and then just went across a couple more hours east to Missoula and did the University of Montana camp. And I'm pretty sure the coaches had no idea who I was, but I just kind of showed up at the camp and had a really good camp, played really well. And by the end of the camp, you know, the head football coach, Mick Delaney, had walked over to me while I was stretching for day two of the camp. And he just said, son, do you like Montana? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, would you like it more if we told you we had a scholarship here for you? And I said, yeah, yes, sir. And so that's kind of just how my recruiting process began. And I ended up just falling in love with the school. There's a lot of tradition at the University of Montana, just a lot of tradition of success. And I think one of the parts that kind of drew me to the football program specifically is there's certainly just this mantra of hard work that's instilled in players that have done well there, that have brought the team a lot of success over the years. And so that's something that I felt like I could relate to, never necessarily being the freak athlete, but always kind of just working that extra little bit to get ahead and to play better. And so I got that offer my junior year of high school and ended up actually breaking my arm early on in my senior year, like second or third game of my senior year. And so that pretty much stopped all other options of recruiting. I didn't have a senior year. Luckily, and now looking back, it was a God thing that the coach at Montana called me up and just said, hey, you know, of course we're honoring your scholarship and we still want you here. And so I ended up committing to Montana early on. I believe it was just before my senior year.
All right, like you said, Rhys, the U of Montana's got tremendous tradition at that D1 subdivision level. Share some Grizz biz here, will you? Tell us about the big show out there in Missoula and its tradition.
Yeah, sure. So, for a lot of people, I'd assume, especially back east, there isn't a familiarity with necessarily D1 AA football, especially University of Montana. And I would say one of the best ways to sum up University of Montana football is really simply that the state has no NFL program. They have no professional sports programs. And so when I was a, 18-year-old freshman coming in, I would be recognized downtown Missoula by people and saying, oh, you're the freshman from Gig Harbor, Washington. So-and-so played for this program. And I'm going, what the heck? You know, how do these people know my name? And so the fan base for Grizz football is absolutely incredible. It's the largest stadium in Division I AA football in the country. They sell out almost every single game, whether it's 10 degrees below in the winter. And so, and then they also have a streak, and you can look it up. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but the longest, they had the longest active streak of playoff appearances, and that ended in, I think, 2012, but it was about like 22 seasons in a row of making it to the D1AA college football playoffs. And then national championship 1995, 2001. And so there's just a long tradition of success. I mentioned earlier hard work, but the Montana football, especially in that state, is taken very seriously. It's kind of the gold standard for a kid who grows up in Montana.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful out there too. Reese, we're out of time for today's sports and commentary, so let's see if we can't get you back here on our next show and talk about playing for the Grizz and that big game. ESPN came out to broadcast, to televise the Grizz against Carson Wentz and NDSU, North Dakota State University. A thrilling win for Montana. We'll pick that up next time with you on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for being here, and we'll get you on the show again very soon, all right?
Awesome. Love what you're doing. Thanks for taking a minute to have me on.